From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk, and Mr. Rob Center always doing a fabulous job. So we always appreciate his help and all his hard work keeping us going each morning. On the news line with us now, we have a Penn State Extension Master Gardener Coordinator from Center County, part of the Penn State Extension System. Her name is Molly Sterniolo. Good morning, Molly. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Really appreciate you checking in. We have not talked to any master gardeners in quite a while, so if you could be so kind as to reintroduce us to master gardeners, what's the program all about? Kind of give us an outline of what this great program does and how it works.
Yes, master gardeners are volunteer educators. We support the outreach mission of Penn State Extension, and we use the research to educate our communities and the public on best practices in sustainable horticulture and environmental stewardship.
And tell me a little bit about the history. You don't have to do everything that has to do with the beginning of this, but how did the Master Gardener program evolve up to now?
The Master Gardener program was started in 1972 in Seattle, Washington, by a man named David Gibby. He was a county extension agent, and he was having trouble keeping up with the growing number of gardening questions coming into his office. So he had an idea to gather some volunteers to train them with horticulture knowledge and have them answer community gardening questions. This program was adopted by Penn State in 1982, and it began in Clearfield County. So, we've had master gardeners here at Penn State for quite a while, and the program is growing, and it's something that our community really enjoys and really uses.
Where might I see a master gardener? Here you are doing one of your deliverables, and that's talking on the radio and sharing your information. Where else do master gardeners pop up when they're doing their good work?
Well, any gardening questions, almost every county has a garden hotline. You can call into your extension office with all of your gardening questions. Master gardeners will do the research, find the answers for you, and call you back. We also have plant sales throughout the state in the spring. And I think master gardener plant sales are different because we're selling things that grow here in our area, things that will do well in your home garden. And most of the time, those purchases are picked by master gardeners. So you're really getting plants that are healthy, that are ready to put in, and really great for this area. We also do educational outreach. We work with schools, community groups, at local events, symposiums. We have speaker bureaus where we give talks, and you'll find us in a lot of community events.
Do you do a lot of where you go to individual properties and help either a homeowner or somebody that's doing some planting?
We don't go to people's homes. We ask that people will send pictures to have plants identified, pictures of insects or diseases they might be seeing that they're not sure about. And we really can just talk with a homeowner and make recommendations based on what they tell us, based on what they show us with the pictures. It's not common practice for us to go to a home, but there, of course, might be exceptions. In every case, there usually is.
Well, tell us what it isn't. I go around and I see some of the great gardens around here, you know, on public spaces are nurtured by a garden club. Master gardeners aren't that. What else aren't master gardeners?
No, we are not a garden club. We are not an academic program in horticulture or a beginning gardener's course. It's the program is not really a resume builder or stepping stone to a career in horticulture or landscaping. The education that we provide is expected to be used in helping our community, in being a Master Gardener volunteer to answer questions about home gardening for the public.
All right. Explain the rigorous education that goes into being a Master Gardener.
Sure. There are classes. Usually they're held in the fall, but check with your local county extension office to see when they do Master Gardener basic training. The training is quite intense. There are 42 hours of classroom training. There are also connection meetings where the trainees get together. Usually the training, classroom training, is all done online at this point. It wasn't always, but since we went through the pandemic, most of the counties are training online now. We also have connection meetings, which the trainees get together to learn more about their county program. And also there are about 9 or 10 hours of activity meetings. This is doing activities to enhance or complement their classes. And I can give you an example of that. The entomology class, usually what we will do is an activity for the entomology classes. We'll have all the students come to a location, and we provide pinned insects, little boxes for them to look at, and they are tasked with finding out what the insect is, with what damage it causes, and how to control that insect within the time period. So it's actually learning how to research and learning how to find the answers to answer those questions.
How do I get more information if I'm interested in contacting a Master Gardener in any way, or maybe taking the course? What's the procedure to get a hold of somebody?
Well, you would want to contact your local extension office. You would have to do your training in the county in which you reside. There may be exceptions if you're on the border or another county is easier, but you must commit to doing your volunteer hours in the county that you're trained in.
Well, thank you so much for the information. Anything else you wish to add to our conversation?
Well, I would just invite people to contact their local extension office to find out more about the Master Gardeners in their area, and to visit some events or frequent their plant sales. It's a great group, and I think very helpful to the home gardening public.
Well, thank you so much, Molly. Very, very much appreciated. We will be in touch again, and we look forward to more information from you on this topic.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much. That is Molly Sterniolo, Penn State Extension Master Gardener Coordinator up in Center County. We'll post all of her contact information at WDKOK.com on our podcast page, and that will help individuals reach her.